You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Campers, how are you? It's King Black Lou, and welcome to the Bonfire's Best of the Week. Now, we have a feature clip of the great Bobby Kelly coming up, but first, if this next clip proves anything, it's that knowledge is power. And no one will bash that knowledge over your head like Jay and Dan. Here's the hosts to explain.
I do what you do, Dan. Like, when you give the information, I can't wait to run off and tell somebody, goes, it's to make people unnerved, man. It's the whole thing. They're trying to destabilize us. And they go, it's not that at all. I go, well, Dan said that.
Yeah, I completely call that bar knowledge. That's where you hear something at a bar, and then you go tell your friends at work. You go, you know what a guy at a bar told me? He told me that iguanas have three penises. It's like, what?
I think I told on the show before, but that was one of my favorites. It was leaving Trinidad Tobago from a gig I did. And there was a guy going, like, this guy was like, he goes, you want to stop on the way to the airport for a coconut? I was like, no, we don't stop. He goes, it's so good. He goes, you got to get the coconut water out of it. It's so good. And I was like, all right, I thought it was like coconut milk. He's like, no, a lot of people call it coconut milk, but it's inside, I think it's coconut water. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. And then it was like less than a week later, Sherrod Small, poor Sherrod on this story. He was like, something, coconut milk money. And I was like, Sherrod, it's fucking coconut water, you idiot. He was like, he's like, okay. And I was, and I apologize right away. I go, I don't know why. I just found the information out myself. And I'm yelling at you like you're the idiot who never learned this stuff before. Yeah. I can't wait to be that guy. Because, oh, you boob. It's this. Granted, I only found this out moments ago, but you're an idiot.
I've completely exposed myself, realizing that is how I learn most of my information. It's just, I hear it and I turn around and squawk like a dumb rooster, or I'm like, you know what I heard? I actually heard that 5G gives your balls more sperm. And then everyone's like, how's that possible? I go, because it warms them up and then it cooks more sperm.
You would have loved this. I called Lewis that last night on it because it was so funny. Because Dave Smith, we were talking about the Chris D'Elia stuff. Yeah. And Dave Smith's like, you know, look, he's like categorically denied all of these things. And then Lewis, in like the next thing he was talking, he was like, so-and-so, and that's what Chris D'Elia, you know, and he's categorically denied everything. And I go, Lewis, you're not supposed to hear the new term to get excited to use it. I go, I do the same thing you do, but you don't just use it right back the next time to the person. You take it to the world and yell at somebody else for not understanding it, you idiot.
Yeah, the rattlesnake needs
to. He said it right back to him. He goes, and then, you know, he has categorically denied everything. I go, Lewis, you would have just said denied,
dude,
one minute ago.
If you throw out a per se at me, get ready for someone in my life to hear per se in about 2 to 3 hours.
And God forbid, like, you really put it into a great context where without having to ask like a boob, and you just go, oh, like, I get what that is now. Exactly.
And you know, someone's a good friend when they call you out on the word usage. That's why I love our friendship. Cause you can be like, what did you just say right there? And I'm like, oh God, is that not the word? Because I think I heard it in a fucking movie. Oh God, damn it!
Intents and purposes. I took that on tour after I fucking heard that. I mean, just waiting intently, constantly for people to say intensive purposes, so I could be like, you must have grew up with shithead parents. It's intents and purposes.
Yeah, dude. I would be safe to say that 70% of my knowledge is bar knowledge.
Yeah, someone corrected me, and then I go correct people like, you're a fucking jerk off for ever making the mistake I made until 40 years old.
Dude, if I find out a piece of information and you hold on to that same old belief, I will nuke your ass.
I'll yell at a 12-year-old like they should know when I found out at 40.
Yeah. You didn't know what a kilometer is, you fucking idiot.
Yo, I think your dumb kid's not ready for the world. Fucking box this kid up and send him back.
Hey, what's up with Sponge Brain over here? Did you guys soak him in water? Why is he walking around just saying dumb shit? And then you go,
well, yeah, what happened to your son? Did he almost drown when he was a kid or something? What's going on?
Hey, your brain accident, baby, keeps trying to tell me information that doesn't fly.
But no, Dan, you just learned this a week ago. This, I know. I can't believe this idiot kid didn't know it.
You just watched a Nova documentary about it. And now you're telling everyone?
There's probably 9 years of recording of me saying intensive purposes.
Dude, I am. That's why whenever you call me out for it, my initial instinct is defense. And then I go, you know what? This is wrong. Just let it happen. Just let the change happen.
I like that you do it with words. You know what, though? I appreciate it. And I'll do it once in a while, too. When you just take the leap and you know you're wrong. And then it was funny when I go, wait, what'd you say, Dan? This is best. You just go, what? What did I say? What is it normally?
Dude, I totally Brett Favre'd a word recently where I just fucking threw it and it landed. And you were like, did you use that correctly? And I was like, touchdown. Right as I did that, I was like, I fucking just saw the opening and I fucking winged it.
I get the one I try to throw out a lot there is if I say something is in the like common speak of the world now, I never remember if I go, that's in the lexicon or the vernacular.
Yes.
It's one of those two. I'll defer to some time is just the ether, because I know that just means like it's out
there. That's good. Lexicon. Lexicon's good. Lexicon,
if you were like, really describe what's the lexicon, I'd go, where those words are.
Yeah.
Where those words are now.
Jargon and lexicon, I'd be like, I don't know. I sometimes say them. And then you don't want to know the one I really take a fucking triple leap. If this is the long jump and it's lexicon, and then if it goes like jargon, lexicon, then the one I jump the most is zeitgeist. If I'm using that, I'm like, you know, it's in the zeitgeist. If I'm using that,
I'm clear of zeitgeist. By the way, just found out now. It's vernacular. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I thought it was vernacular.
Me too, dude. I would have looked up VANAC.
And let it. And by the way, let this be a full address, Christine. This is us apologizing to you every time you go to type something and we're like, you fucking idiot. That's not how you spell it. And now it's like, ah, man, we would have totally done that if it was like, hey, what's the vernacular? And you're like, God damn, it's vernacular.
I know my baby well enough to know up there in that corner by that giggle is also, she was corrected to vernacular by the computer itself.
What's she saying? No, you weren't corrected, Christine?
Well, we could all lie if we didn't share the screen. We'd all lie about this. That's the whole point of this conversation, is that when you find out, you like to yell at people the other thing. So, Christine, you did not know. Lexicon, I would have gotten wrong in a spelling bee, probably.
Jay won't believe there's any possibility that I know anything he doesn't know.
You know what it is? Guys, Christine doesn't even know about sunroofs. It's pretty awesome. I just told her that everyone cut out squares in these cars.
The entire catalog of Sublime, you are far more familiar with than I am.
All of, you know the fall wardrobe of a Ron John surf shop?
That's surf right. Shop? The inner workings and goings on of the Kardashian family.
You know which proper aioli goes on a fish taco? You know lots of stuff.
Ether I would have gotten.
Christine can tell us the difference between a puka shell and a shell necklace. I'm just trying to think of beach
products. Oh yeah. She understands the sizing of toe rings.
She understands how to bury a keg properly in the sand so it stays cold.
Yeah, which side of a surfboard you actually wax.
she knows how to treat a shark bite, which is pretty cool.
Until it made sense to me that the wax is so your feet stick to it in the water. In my mind, always people were waxing the bottom of their boards to make it slippery on the wall. I don't know.
I'm learning that right now. I'm learning that right now, that wax keeps your, I honestly thought it was to make the board go through the water faster.
I'd watch people wax the surfboard on TV shows and in my mind, not getting, and then I would go, so they wax the bottom of the board. He goes, how the hell do you stand up on a wet piece of fucking plastic like that? He goes, oh, because you're supposed to make it sticky with wax before you go.
That is the same thing I thought every time I watched in Airborne, when he waxes his surfboard in the basement and then does the daydream of catching that fucking sick wave.
I also thought when you wax somebody's ass that you would also legitimately wax it like a surfboard. Yeah. So you get grip on their butt.
When I was 8 years old and someone told me you eat pussy, I thought you like put food in the pussy and ate it out.
What do you like to eat out of pussy? What do you mean?
Soup.
I just eat the pussy out. He goes, yeah, but what do you eat out of it? He goes,
yeah, it's like a
I don't think you know what you're doing. Yeah, he goes, I put soup.
I don't know. It's like you can put whatever you want in a bread bowl, so I guess you can put whatever you want in a pussy.
My favorite's cheddar broccoli soup. What do you eat out of pussies?
I go, I'm not going to lie, a Manhattan clam chowder, not bad out of a puss bowl.
Crackle, crackle, everyone. This is DJ Lou. On this week's Quarantine Lost Tapes, the great Robert Kelly joins Dan and Jay to talk about comedians' dicks. Just the big ones. Then they move on to talk about how each one of them fucks, including sexual positions and role-playing. Enjoy.
Whoa.
Yeah. What? Look at this. Look at that. Damn. Jeez.
I mean, yeah, you can't.
If I had a dick like that, I could have gotten blown in a car in my life instead of finding out that if a girl blows me in a car, she's getting maybe a little bit of tip in her mouth and she's getting fucking her ears boxed by my gut and the horn.
If he doesn't refer to that as the broadsword, I don't know what to tell you.
If I get blown in the car, you have to tie rope to my shaft and then tie it to the seatbelt in the back. Pull the seat up as far as you can go.
You're gonna need, if you want to blow me in the car, you have to pull over to the side of the road where there's absolutely nobody and turn off any music so I can concentrate.
No, this is
police officers.
We're talking about roadhead though, Dan. This has to be while cars moving. In order for me to make that work, I would have to drive like a Puerto Rican teenager who just stole like that, lay back like this. There's no way I'm sitting like this and a girl's getting, she would have to be like 69ing me to get to my dick.
The only time I ever got roadhead was in Tucson from a stripper with baby teeth.
For me to get roadhead, I would have to arch my back. I would have to form a C. Literally drive with my feet.
Yeah, Bobby, it looks like he's trying to turn off the fucking dome light with his nose.
I'd have to hang my left leg out the driver's side window.
But it was weird because I was peeing, and then he came over, you know, Ari came over to pee. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right. And then there was another thing. And then I was changing and he just came over.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, and I was kind of hiding my ding dong. You know what I mean? Because it's like,
yes.
I mean, if you want to see it, I'll show it to you, but let me get it ready.
Yeah.
I just woke up.
Lewis.
I'm not a spontaneous dick show where there's a process.
Lewis is very much like Ari, in which he's a nosy little fella, and he'll just come in and like at the fucking stall or at the urinals in Sirius. Lewis was on, and he came over. He's like, "What's your dick look like today?" Like, I don't know. Stop! I'm trying to hit the fucking urinal correctly.
Lewis is a little pud, but he'll show it. He doesn't care. Yeah. He's got that not give a fuck to him.
When Joe List drank, he would show his dick.
He had his dick out yesterday too.
He's got a fat little hog.
Yeah, he's got a, yeah. The Joe's dick is good. I think Chrissy D's dick is the best. Lewis has a dick that looks exactly like you think Lewis's dick would look like it's been in gang battles.
it's multicolored and racial.
Yes, it's just, and Ari's dick look like it's going to do a mikvah. Like in a 40 amounts of water somewhere.
Ari's dick looks like one of the fish that they found when they dropped a camera below where animals have ever been before.
Ari's got deep sea dick.
Yeah. But we all bow down to Kurt Metzger's piece.
Yeah, Metzger really just has a monster. And it's straight. It's super straight. It's symmetrical and just like the same girth from base to fucking hat.
Letterman and I were in LA together. She was opening for me in San Diego. Somehow I got brought up. She goes, can't even think about it without starting to sweat.
and he just lays a fucking a dead-eyed Frankenfuck on you. I mean, it's just it doesn't. Ouches sound like yay. He has no idea. He just keeps going.
Sherrod's got a big one too. Sherrod Small has got a big one.
Yeah, but Jay's correct. That with Kurt putting that inside of you, you feel just the pure force of nature. It's like trying to convince an animal not to hurt you.
Yeah, something tells me, Kurt, you couldn't even have the conversation of like, ease it in a few times and then let's go. I think you better get a gob of spit on that thing because that thing is getting buried on shot one.
I girls I remember when I used to bang, girls would fuck me like they would try to fuck harder and like try to fuck quicker, thinking that they could feel more if they did something. You know what I mean? Like they were just like, there's got to be a way I can make this dick better. And there was never a way. Like they would move. I remember, and I was like, it is what it is. You know what I mean? And half, I don't take, your vagina is huge too, by the way, but you know, I've never had a girl. I've always, girls like, your dick is good.
Yeah.
I had this conversation this weekend. It's, you can tell you have a big dick or a normal to small dick, is if you prefer when a girl's riding you, Bobby, I would assume by your description, you prefer the mush to the fucking up and down. I prefer the mush. They never really leave your body. It's just like, they just kind of knocking your dick like a fucking pendulum back and forth in their huss. When they try to start going up and down, I start getting soft because all I think about is the one time that you're going to come up too high and then bash my dick in half.
You know what? Even if that happens, I grab onto their waist and I'm like, I control this now. You don't get to do this motion.
Christine thinks I'm being sexy when I dig bruises into her thighs to be like, stop getting overzealous. How do you not feel inside of you where it's going?
Yeah, it's, I need the mush because I need her to push down on my bush fat and mush my pubic hair fat down.
Wait, so Bobby, it's also fat on a bush. So she also has to prepare almost like a nesting, like the way kittens nest in their mom.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Dan. Now something tells me you like the old fucking up and down. You say, nope. Throw those feet down and squat it up. I'm all about the mush, dude.
I get very nervous.
Towards it away.
I get very nervous of the up and down. I gotta hold you to me if you're gonna up and down, because it's gonna, if you go too high and come, no, I ain't having that.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes one near miss where you can feel the air of the room hit the bottom of your dickhead, and then you're like, it's gonna be a problem. I immediately will go soft. Like, no, you're gonna hurt me.
Side fucking is the worst too.
I don't even try.
I can't.
It's a goddamn waste of time. And what's really annoying? Christine's informed me more times than not on how much she loves that particularly. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm sorry. I can't.
I love the dish you can't cook. I love it.
Yeah. You have to pick your gut up over her ass like the seatbelt on a plane.
I'm asking her to get into an impossible position. Like, could you get like a prancing Mustang raising up, sort of like a weird, like, I need your back to do like a fucking strange thing. So there's, to make as little room as, but also, can you hold your one leg up in the air as much as humanly possible? And then I also have to keep my legs open. So I don't think a goddamn asshole laying on my side with my one leg in the air, trying to side dick. It's just a, I know my positions. Let me fucking lead it.
I would pay for a recorded, just audio of you trying to side fuck, and it sounds like, it sounds like you guys are just trying to move a couch through a tiny hallway.
Your right arm,
the other arm.
God forbid, even a piece of the sheet gets between me. It's done. Like I can't. You couldn't put a piece of paper between anything. Gets me. It's like everything has to be stripped off the bed. I gotta pull you into my gut. I gotta mush you down and then push you into it and then and just pump real quick.
Yeah. Also, Bobby, am I correct? The pumping you realize in there is just picture when your dick's like hard, but you like sit down, say, and it kind of retracts. Yeah. All you're giving her is like you're just pushing out of the retraction a little bit. It's not a pump. Your dick's almost, your dick's skin staying in the same place. It's like you're pushing your head through the tube of your dick. It seems worthless.
I've taken my dick out and the bottom part of my dick was dry. Vagina. Like it never even got a chance.
Bobby, now that you look fantastic. Are you adding inches to the wiener now that you're dropping the LBs?
Well, it's a catch 22, Danald. Because
I love you so much.
I'm 50. You know what I mean? I'm turning 50 in October. Even though I have gorgeous fucking Sato skin.
How much weight have you lost?
I've lost over 35 pounds.
I was
335 in Aruba in December. And then today I weighed myself. I was 295.
Woo!
So almost 40 pounds. But you know, you weigh yourself in the morning and then you throw something in your face and you're fucking 10 pounds heavier. here's the problem though, is anytime I gain weight before, you know, I never gained this much weight. This was fucking crazy, you know? Yeah. And now I'm losing it. So it's you're losing it, but you still look like garbage when you take your shirt off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the word. You get it all down and you're at an age where it doesn't matter anyway. Body sucks at its best.
My blood goes to my toes barely. I don't mind my cock. You know, so I'm hoping that I can get in the next year, I can get it down. And then do some type of Joe Rogan fucking multi-pack of fucking testosterone and brain enhancer and do something, you know, grow my hair back and fucking my dick gets big again.
Man, I cannot wait for HGH Bobby. Just flying off the handle for nothing. But he's just got traps that just don't end.
And he's like, dude, fucking, you took your mask off. I got to go do my kettlebells or else I'm going to fucking snap someone's neck. Yeah. Just my hog has a fucking big, deep bicep vein in it.
And you got little sugar baby nuts because you've been fucking blasting steroids.
I'll tell you what, as I get older, though, my dick veins have become more tactile.
My dick veins have... They're like a redhead girl veins, you know, those little thin veins.
Oh yeah, the blueies. But I
but they
actually have like texture to them, because that was my thing. I never had dick veins that came up on the dick. But I'll tell you, as someone who knows, I hate having blood drawn because I have terrible veins in my dumb fat arms. there is one vein in my dick where I'm telling you, you get it first shot every time, no problem. But just one. It's lumped up. Maybe it's bad. Maybe it means I have no circulation in my dick.
I used to have a really pretty dick. Like that was the one thing I would get. It was a pretty dick. It was a nice dick. And now with age, it's like even my pubes, I think your pubes die. Like I remember having like a big bush.
Yeah.
And as I get older, they're thinning out. Like my pubes are.
Wait, do you think you go pube bald?
No, I think you can, but I'm telling you what that is, Bobby, and take this from someone. You're newer to the fat world. I came up through this game. And I'll tell you what that is. It's simply this. Picture you take a patch of grass, a thick patch of grass, and then you stretch it around a ball. Over and over, and you stretch it, and you start seeing those blades of grass separate more. It's your gunt, dude. I've always envied a guy with a thick, luscious fucking, like, just base of his dick.
Yeah.
Just a thick bush, and that's not how it works, because the skins, yeah.
So it's like when you're separating
those follicles.
So when you take it like a backyard table and you turn it over on the grass for a day to wash it, but you forget it and you come back the next day and underneath the grass, it's all yellow and dead.
Yes.
Okay. Now once my fatness goes away and I get light and air and I water it, will it come back?
No, you're not missing hair. It's not what I'm saying is happening. I'm saying the skin has expanded. So where hair follicles were right on top of each other, they're now split. So as the gunt goes down, if that's a thing, if there's gunt, if that's where they do liposuction, that is where I would get it. As that skin goes back down, your pube hairs are going to come closer together. You're going to have a nice thick bush again.
Are you saying that some fat bald guys aren't bald? They're just too fat that their hair spread out?
Yep. That is the exact science. Bobby, I'm going to step in here and take over and say yes. That's 100% scientific approval.
I can tell you with no doubt in my mind, Jacob Batak down there has a fucking thick, luscious bounty. You cannot see skin through that dick hair at all. Yeah. And it's because he has zero guns. He is, his hair is all we're supposed to.
He could put his iPhone in there and it wouldn't get wet if he went in a pool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, like a fucking.
He's got a fanny pack of beeve right above his beautiful dick.
He's got a duck pelt of pubes. I would love my bush fat back. Hey, everybody, by the way, I didn't say hi to everybody. I miss you guys. Haven't seen you in a while.
Bobby, I'm enjoying this conversation. Where do you land on fucking a girl from behind? Not my favorite thing.
I like it. I do like it. But I like to do the only way I really like to do it is when you that dog thing where you kind of. You kind of go over them.
You mount? You like to mount them?
Yeah, you kind of mount. I like the mount. It's a. Let me think how it goes, because I. It's like your act. You can only do it on stage. I can't. You know what I mean?
Feel free. Yeah, no. You really get into it.
You gotta kind of, like you kind of put your legs over the front of their legs.
Ah.
Get your thing in, and you kind of, you're like riding them from the
back. You're saying, I do that with one leg is always go. I'm putting in one hook. You know what I mean? I'm getting one hook in, and that's how I throw it. Yeah. I throw in one hook and I get it in like that. That's the best way I can do it. But I know all the positions that I rock in because I know how to create a space where there is nothing between the base of my dick and her pussy, but air and opportunity. There is just nothing in the way. No thigh in the way. Nothing.
Jay, all the greats say you have to set yourself up for success, and it sounds like that's what you're doing.
And I like this too. If you put them right flat on, when we have sex, I like get on your belly, flatten you out, and just kind of lie on top of her and mush it in.
Yeah, it's like
I like the reverse mush. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let me rub around on you and put that weight on you. Get ready for some top sweat.
But if you saw yourself in that position, what you're doing with your body looks like you're getting electrocuted. Because when you do that layout, you just got to go.
Yeah, the reverse mush is just that woman better get you just starfish it and just get ready to hold on.
Yeah, I mean, if I can't reverse mush like. With a clean conscience now, because I know my wife is just holding on for dear life, trying to get breath like she's in a wave and she was surfing. She got pulled down to the, because I'm on top of her with all my weight and she can't be enjoying it. So, I do it for a little bit and then I'm done. And then I like the old missionary is the way to go. Bring the legs up. And my wife's old too. We were banging once and both her hamstrings gave out. She rolled over on the ground like a fucking turtle.
Poor Christine's had to watch me work out a Charlie horse mid fuck before while inside of her punching the back of my own thigh. Like poor girl. Poor girl.
I yelled at Dawn one night because I got a cramp and I was screaming and she's like, yeah. I'm like, dummy, stop. I need your help. This isn't part of the fucking deal.
Also, how about this? How about girl on top? She's doing the mush, but then she's trying to spend too much time face to face, and you're like, sit up!
Face to face is stupid, but that's they're face to face because they can't hold the position, so they're going face to face to take a little break on their hammies. You know what I mean?
But then come in for a couple smooches and get the fuck back up. That's what I do. I'm just feeling your tits and then I just push your body up by the tits.
kissing during sex is it's the grabbing during boxing. It's just you're just doing it in there. You just wrap up and you kiss and then you're like,
kiss fucking is my favorite.
Yeah, I don't mind kiss fucking.
Kiss fucking to me is when you make out like you're fucking, like your mouths are fucking and you're fucking. So you kind of latch onto each other and you
yeah, but then I feel like I just look like two dogs fighting, just two dogs attacking each other. Like
I go down for the kisses when I'm on top, you know. If your legs will bend like that, then I'll come kiss you.
Yeah, especially with a shemale. I mean, I'm what?
I'm kidding. No. I'll tell you the other game that I throw pretty good, weirdly, though. If you are going to come in for the face to face when you're mushing on top,
yeah,
when the girl's on top mushing and she comes in for the kiss, that's when I will then try to get it. I'll try to tuck a little lower,
yeah,
and then bend the knees, plant the feet, and fuck up. I'm pretty good at fucking up, but my cardio is only good for about 45 seconds of up fucking, but you should be able to catch your breath by then and then accept my tit push back up to your sitting position. Because of the mush, we'll wrap this thing up pretty soon.
I miss stand fucking. Like, you know, like being able to, there was a day where you could pick a girl up in a sundress and push her up against the wall and do a fucking Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
And it's those days, I guess. I could try it. Let me ask you a question, both of you guys. How do you feel about role playing?
I don't know.
I would break like Jimmy Fallon on SNL. The second she was like, the second she'd be like, yeah, I don't know, professor. I'd be like,
yeah, no, I can't do it. I'm all about shit talk, but
I love shit talking. Can't do role play.
Role play, I can't.
I'm not into shit talk. I like a nice role play. I mean, maybe it's the actor in me, but I like
that. Bobby, you are a fantastic actor. So I'm not surprised that you, but can I ask you a question? If we could do a little, inside the actor's studio for your role play. Yes,
absolutely. Go ahead.
When do you decide on the character? Is it in a pre-conversation? How is the role play set up?
All right, Don, I'm a pretty girl and you're my boss. Go.
I've done that. I had a girl that was really into role playing years ago, and we would set it up days ahead of time, and she would make phone calls to me as a certain teacher or as my friend's mom. And she'd be like, have you seen, has Ricky been around? I'd be like, I haven't seen him. Okay. Are you still coming over Friday? I'd be like, yeah. And I mean, it took, and then I'd come over and, hey, where's your, oh, he's gonna, and then the whole thing unravels and it took hours and I fell asleep and I was like, wait till I really get to sleep. And then I fell asleep and then she came in and, you know, but I fell asleep with no clothes on and she came in and she like kind of like undid the clothes and she stayed in character and it took like, I mean, hours. And then she finally took out my wing wang and I went to her playing with it. And I was like, what are you doing? I acted scared. Like, no, no, no. And she was like, it's okay. It's okay. Have you ever been with a woman? I was like, no.
Oh man, I would fucking kill for a tape of you acting, acting to be sexy. Sexy acting has to be so funny to watch.
She goes, what's wrong? And he goes, I'm just afraid.
Yeah. And he goes, dude, it's funny to watch, think about him being like, you know what, can we take that again, can you go back in for a little?
The first positions, everybody.
I feel like,
dude, speed.
I knew this girl in college and we had like been flirting and she was like telling me, she's like, you know, why don't I come over and we could like take a naked nap or whatever. And I was like, oh yeah. And we talked about it. Then a week later, I was like, why don't you come over? I'm going to take a nap. Just come on in and jump into bed, thinking like, oh, this will lead to like her coming into bed and we'll start fucking. This dumb asshole comes into my apartment, opens the door, sees me sleeping and leaves. And then when I text her, I'm like, hey, where were you? She goes, yeah, I saw you sleeping. I didn't want to wake you up. I was like, wait, we fucking talked about this. You blew it. You blew the whole thing.
Yeah, you had to fire her. She doesn't get the job. I actually like it. I don't think that you've come. And if you, when you wait 3 days to blow a load.
Whoo.
The only part that sucks about that, though, is as soon as you're done, you have to become yourselves. And it's like a real TV gig or a movie. You're like, all right, I'll see you. I'll see you next week. No, great job.
That was a lot of fun. Great job today.
I'll see you at the rap party.
If you're in a situation that you probably shouldn't be in anyway, like just like kind of It's like maybe you're not attracted to the person, or you can tell they're not that into you. Whatever it is, you're just like in the scenario like that. I remember hooking up with a girl who I just wasn't attracted to, but like she was like, I'll do it. Like, I'll do it. And she blew me, and she was talking a lot of shit while she was like blowing. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of, and it was like working for the situation. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then as soon as I fucking came, she kept doing it. She was like, is it good? Did I lick it all up? And I was like, uh-huh. Do you want to see if the restaurant downstairs is open still, or what?
I actually, I'm such a pussy.
It's sticky. And I'm like, what's sticky? You want me to get you some water? Is it sticky?
Dude, that is.
I like after sex, I always, even though the chicks, I, you know, the one night stands, I kind of played it out until the morning. You know what I mean? I kind of like the, I'm a romantic. I like.
No, but like, not with somebody you're not attracted to. Not, with somebody you're attracted to, you can do that.
You know what? Really? You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, you're already there. You might as well go with the story. You know what I mean? I don't know. I've been in a lot of situations where I was kind of you know what I mean? You remember? I mean, there's a lot of times, right?
I don't know if I can get into a good long cuddle with somebody who smells like beer cheese. You know what I mean?
Like, fucking. Dude, yeah, waking up cuddled with someone you don't like, and you're just like, no, yeah. This is great.
You're like, did I eat a hoagie in bed last night? Oh, who's this chick?
Hey, it's Black Lou again. Dan Jane guest Joe DeRosa marvel at the access to the finer things in life that is presented to our friend of the show, Justin Silver. Listen in as they imagine the time that Justin was offered to take the Ferrari.
Speaking of J-Man, my friend Phoebe, who you guys have met, Phoebe Bottom, is a very funny comic, very nice person. She called me the other day and we were talking on the phone. She goes, like out of the blue, she goes, what? Is Justin living up on some farm of Great Danes? What is he doing? And man, I got to take her through the entire Instagram journey, dude. Oh, that was a joy, dude. She didn't know about any of it. The shirtless men horseback riding, all of it. Oh boy, she got to see.
Cowboy hats over dicks.
Yeah. He has what?
Cups on the beach.
I like to go to strawberry farms where there's kissing contests.
Italian Vogue photographers and hot guys.
Sorry.
She laughed so hard, Jay, when I told her about when Justin said to you, he was like, I forget where you guys were going. He goes, my friend has Corvettes we can drive around.
Oh, yeah.
What have drive- you done to this man's penis? How do you drive his Corvettes around?
He's got a bunch of Corvettes. You can just take them. What have you done? What have you made this guy feel, man?
It's not a thing you would ever offer somebody. If I was like, Jay, I'm coming to town, you would be like, take my car out for a spin if you want.
I think it was Ferraris, by the way. You want to take Ferraris? But yeah, whatever it was, he was like, my friend.
Ferrari and a Corvette.
That's a guy just rolling his sweaty back off another guy's sweaty chest and going like, oh man, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, take the Ferrari if you want. Take the Ferrari and go get us some sandwiches.
Lover.
Oh my God.
Oof. Dude, you only offer someone your Ferrari if you're fucking them or you're high on a bunch of pills. But you're like, nah, man, take my Ferrari.
He said it like this.
Ferrari, dude.
I guarantee he said this. Justin was like, shit, I forgot. I got to drive and do this thing. Inside. The guy just went, take the Ferrari.
he was, but that's your Ferrari. He goes,
I actually, I think you guys are wrong. I think it's more of a shirtless preparation of some sort of pasta in the kitchen. And Justin comes in putting a shirt on and he goes, I just remembered I have to be back in the city. And the guy goes, take the Ferrari. And he goes, I can't take the Ferrari. It'll take me forever. He goes, just take the Ferrari.
Yeah, by the way, it seems like it ends with Justin going like, I really appreciate that, but I wouldn't feel right taking the Ferrari. And then the guy just touches Justin's lips and then kisses him on the lips. He goes, shut up and take the Ferrari.
He goes, shut your mouth. He's got a spoon. And he goes, shh. He's got the dish towel over his shirtless torso. No, shut up and taste this. And he goes, oh my God. He goes, I know. Now bring the Ferrari back in one piece. All right.
He goes, does it need more salt? That's all I want to hear from you. Say nothing else. Take the Ferrari.
Hey, this is Big J. Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.